Conversations about Hawaiian rights and possible futures are trickling through Hawaii society. For example, recently at the Pacific Club, where the Grassroot Institute invited OHA trustee Oswald Stender and former Attorney General Michael Lilly to speak on their views. Lilly is descended from a citizen of the Kingdom of Hawaii.
Regardless of race, all people who swore allegiance to the king were Hawaiians. I cannot subscribe to a Hawaiian nation that's limited to an ethnic racial classification.
Lilly also questioned whether Liliʻuokalani's 1895 abdication document might have dissolved the Hawaiian nation, leaving nothing to restore. Keli'i Akina is president and CEO of the Grassroot Institute, a generally libertarian think tank based in Honolulu. His group feels the attempt to create a native Hawaiian tribe is out of bounds.
We consider this an unconstitutional end run around the Supreme Court and the Congress.
In his remarks, Office of Hawaiian Affairs trustee Oswald Stender defended the collection of names into a Hawaiian roll as logical.
I don't know how else you reach a constituency without knowing who they are, where they are, and their mailing address. I think the broader sense of most Hawaiians, like myself, do not want another government. That's my personal feeling. But we have to face it. We need to talk about it, get it on the table, get it out.
The idea of a Hawaiian nation is slowly spreading, but what form would it take? Many who attended the Department of the Interior meeting in Waimanalo had questions.
I want to see, for instance, if they have an economic plan in place, who's going to be the leaders, who's going to decide the leadership, what's happening now, because I have people in my family that are not Hawaiian, and I want to know what's going to happen to them.
These questions will likely not be answered at these DOI meetings. The Interior Department is asking only if the Interior Secretary should propose a government-to-government relationship with Hawaiians and help establish it, or should the Secretary rely on a state-sanctioned process with possible federal conditions.
Nobody else is offering a path for recognition and to begin the process of nation-building, which is, you know, law. How do we begin the process of nation-building? That's what I'm looking for.
Professor John Kamakaviva Ole Osorio of the UH Hawaii Nuiakea School of Hawaiian Knowledge says nation building has been going on in Hawaii for over 20 years, hand in hand with a growing understanding of Hawaii's history.
We were neither conquered by the United States because we refused to fight them militarily, and we were not annexed by the United States by treaty because the United States never passed a treaty. It didn't have enough votes in its own Senate. So the legal argument today is that the Hawaiian kingdom continues to exist under international law. So if the United States, for instance, says, we won't give you back the government that by law we should give you, instead we're going to make you a native tribe, that's a violation of our rights under international law.
That is the objection many have raised to the DOI process. Is there another process? Osorio maintains we're already in it. More on that tomorrow. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.